Prayer for Good Friday, It Is Finished by Debbie McDaniel. But he was pierced for our transgressions. He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed. Isaiah 53:5. The ashes that marked the foreheads of millions of believers on Ash Wednesday just weeks ago held a reminder for us. We are but dust. Yet his story reminds us of so much more. We are redeemed. We are set free. We have been given new life, an open door through Jesus Christ. The ashes are a clear picture of the frailty of human existence. And though many times we may somehow think we're invincible in this life, or even led to believe that we are not needy of a savior, when hit with life struggles or face to face with painful events, we quickly remember we need help. We need a savior. We have one who was also broken in ways we could never fully comprehend, yet he remained strong and chose to endure it all for us. He extends grace to remind us we don't have to stay stuck in our struggle and pain. He holds good in store through it all, able to bring greater purpose, greater beauty, greater strength. He never intends for us to remain in the pit of our despair, for he breathes fresh life. God brought beauty out of the brokenness of the cross. He gives beauty for our ashes. His sacrifice offers forgiveness for our sin. The power of the resurrection gives hope for our future. There's such power there. God sent his only son. He loved. He gave. There was no other way but this. As we enter into this weekend, may we take a closer look at the reality of it all. The suffering of the cross. The huge sacrifice that Christ paid. The pain that was endured. The great cost of his gift. The love that was shown. The freedom he offers. It's not a flowery picture of fluff and stuff, but it's the most powerful story ever told. Incredible sacrifice, amazing grace, lavish love. Dear God, we remember today the pain and the suffering of the cross and all that Jesus was willing to endure so we could be set free. He paid the price, such a great sacrifice, to offer us the gift of eternal life. Help us never to take for granted this huge gift of love on our behalf. Help us to be reminded of the cost of it all. Forgive us for being too busy or distracted by other things, for not fully recognizing what you freely give, what you have done for us. Thank you, Lord, that by your wounds we are healed. Thank you that because of your huge sacrifice, we can live free. Thank you that sin and death have been conquered and that your power is everlasting. Thank you that we can say with great hope, it is finished. For we know what's still to come and death has lost its sting. We praise you for you are making all things new. In Jesus' name, amen.
And oftentimes, you know, you're chasing happiness, but you don't know that God is the best way to achieve the happiness you're looking for. And so I was trying to end my suffering by sinning, but I only ended up sinning my way into more suffering.
That was Grammy winner Lecrae unpacking his testimony on The Walk, a podcast for worshipers. Join us weekly to hear artists, songwriters, worship leaders, filmmakers, and other creatives tell stories in the form of a devotional. The Walk can be found on lifeaudio.com or your favorite podcast platform.